With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The late Truman Capote was an elegant writer whose prose was notable for its clarity and style. Gerald Clark, author of a new biography of Capote, believes that Truman's nonfiction work, In Cold Blood, was his masterpiece.
It was an enormous success. Other books have sold better, but no other book that I can recall in recent history has had the impact of In Cold Blood.
In Cold Blood is the story of these six people, the Clutters, who died together in November 15th, 1959, and Perry Smith and Richard Hickok, who were hanged April 14th, 1965. And my book is the story of their lives and their deaths.
Truman showed writers how they could write in a novelistic sort of way. It had been done before. He wasn't the very first to do it. He did it better than anyone else had done.
In Cold Blood gave Capote financial success, but Truman told Gerald Clark that the book scraped him down to the marrow of his bones.
After In Cold Blood, something snapped, and his gyroscope went out of whack.
Capote lost his society friends after writing embarrassing stories about them in Esquire.
He was like a child who was trying to see how much he could get away with.
Booze, pills hastened Capote's death at the age of 59. The story is told in Capote by Gerald Clark, now a Ballantine paperback, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. That the late writer Truman Capote was homosexual was obvious. Capote's biographer, Gerald Clark, says that while Truman did not hide his homosexuality, neither did he flaunt it.
He was lucky in that he never had an identity crisis. He never had to come out of the closet.
I'll tell you something else about fags, especially southern fags. Because southern fags are really mean. When you meet a southern fag...
Tell us about it. Come on, let's get going.
A southern fag is meaner than the meanest rattler you ever met.
Gerald Clark was at a swimming pool with Capote in the early 1970s and had just read a chapter from a novel in progress in which Truman told stories out of school about his society friends.
And I recall saying to him, Truman, they're not going to be very happy when they read this. And he said, nah, they're too dumb.
Everybody knew I was doing this book. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew what the kind of a book it was, and there was no mystery there. I was not pretending or camouflaging anything at all.
All the high society people, all the international jet set types, with very few exceptions, just dropped him instantly. And some of them were his great, great friends, like Mrs. Paley.
The trauma of losing his society friends accelerated Capote's decline and death. Gerald Clark is the author of Capote, a Ballantine paperback, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Biographer Gerald Clark found it all but impossible to finish his book about Truman Capote, who was then still living, but in decline.
Every time I started going someplace, finishing chapters, something dramatic would happen. Truman would be in a hospital, he would suffer an attack, he would go on the offensive against some of his former friends, like Lee Radziwill.
This lady, you know, she calls herself a princess, because I always thought that a princess was the daughter of a king and a queen. You know, but she's not. But nevertheless, she calls herself Princess Lee Radziwill. That's her name. Well, I know she wouldn't want me telling you any of these things, but I just can't resist it somehow.
It got really bad for Truman Capote toward the end. For example, his sad appearance on the Stanley Siegel TV show.
I'd say on the whole, I get a bad, maybe 9 or 10 invitations every day.
Truman, can I ask you a question? How are you feeling now?
Sorry.
Would you rather continue this some other time? It's hot under these lights. We know you haven't been to sleep.
Doesn't bother me at all. I'm perfectly fine.
Can I ask you some serious questions?
Sure, you can go right in. I feel perfectly fine.
Have you been
fine.
Drinking?
You mean very lately?
Gerald Clark believes that Truman Capote will be remembered both for his life as well as for the elegance of his writing.
I think Truman will be regarded much as Oscar Wilde is regarded.
Gerald Clark, author of Capote, a Ballantine paperback, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.